The Yemeni president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, has broadcast an audio message saying he is well after a rocket attack hit the mosque in his compound in the capital Sana'a. He was reported to have been wounded in the first attack that's directly targeted him in escalating violent unrest. Lina Sinjab reports from Sana'a.
The audio message wounded in the attack on his compound, adding that seven people had been killed. Earlier, a Yemeni minister, Hisham Sharaf, told the BBC the Speaker of the Yemeni Parliament was seriously wounded. The attack is the most significant escalation in days of the fighting between President Saleh's forces and armed tribesmen allied to his main rival, Sheikh Hamid al-Ahmar. Government forces have accused them of carrying out the attack, but they've denied it.
The UN Security Council has stepped up its condemnation of the military takeover by northern Sudanese military forces of the disputed border town of Abyei. The UN body said it was gravely concerned about the continuing violence and rapidly deteriorating situation in Abyei since its first statement in May. From the UN, here's Barbara Plett.
The statement calls on all parties to permit humanitarian access to those affected by the fighting and to allow the displaced to return. Tens of thousands of residents fled south when the Sudanese army swept into Abyei last month, supported by nomad militias from the north who burned and looted parts of the disputed town. Security Council members fear that the fight over Abyei could lead to a wider conflict between north and south ahead of South Sudan's planned secession on the 9th of July.
A judge in the United States has dismissed an attempt by the major banana producer Chiquita to halt a multi-million dollar compensation case being brought by thousands of Colombians. The Colombians say they or their relatives were tortured or killed by paramilitaries paid by the company. 4 years ago, Chiquita was fined $25 million in the U.S. for paying a Colombian paramilitary group that the American authorities had on its terrorism list. Chiquita says the payments were made to protect its employees, not to support terrorism. It says it'll defend itself vigorously against the Colombians' claims. Human rights campaigners and leading figures in Formula One have condemned the decision to go ahead with the Bahrain Grand Prix later this year. The motor racing event was called off in February at the height of the pro-democracy protests there, which led to the deaths of at least 30 people. The sports governing body, the FIA, decided on Friday that the race should now take place in October. Nabil Rajab is the president of the Bahrain Centre for Human Rights. He denounced the decision and warned that the event would be met with protests.
It seems that their benefit and their interest has more important than the human right of people in this part of the region. And the people are very upset, and already they have called the day of that racing as day of rage, where they're going to come out in everywhere in every city of Bahrain.
World News from the BBC. The former U.S. Senator and Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards has been indicted on felony charges by a federal grand jury in North Carolina. During the 2008 presidential race, Mr. Edwards is accused of spending nearly $1 million of campaign money to cover up an extramarital affair. He said he was sorry but pleaded not guilty to the charges of conspiracy, illegal campaign contributions, and making false statements.
There's no question that I've done wrong. And I take full responsibility for having done wrong. And I will regret for the rest of my life the pain and the harm that I've caused to others. But I did not break the law, and I never, ever thought I was breaking the law.
A United Nations report issued to mark 30 years since the first recorded case of AIDS says the rate of the new infections has fallen dramatically over the past 10 years. But although the report says there's been significant progress in the fight against the disease, major gaps in treatment remain, especially between rich and poor countries. The head of UNAIDS, Michelle Sidibe, said the greatest challenge now is to expand access to antiretroviral drugs. A bottle of champagne found in a 19th century shipwreck off the coast of Finland has been sold at an auction for more than $43,000. More than 140 bottles of the fine wine were discovered by divers last year, almost two centuries after they were produced. The auctioneer, John Capon, said the bottles were in exquisite condition.
200 years stored perfectly under the sea with no light, no temperature fluctuation, and there are no bottles this old that are available that are in great condition. So these are the oldest bottles of champagne made commercially available, and it's like more than champagne, it's a piece of history.
The champagne was bought by an unnamed internet bidder from Asia.
Odd Talk with me, Stephen Sacker. My guest today does not lack for ambition. Having worked in Republican politics for three decades, including spells on the Reagan and Bush senior campaign teams, Fred Karger is now running for president. Indeed, he is proud to be making history as the first openly gay. Support is hovering around the 1% mark. No one believes he has a chance, but he claims his campaign will send an important message to young gay Americans. They should never let their sexuality limit their ambition. Is this most unlikely of presidential campaigns a stunt or an important test of America's commitment to equality? Fred Karger, welcome to Hard Talk.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Pleasure to be here.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around.
We're the Vayners
from Halifax,
and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, every week at this time. And you can catch the show anytime you want on the blog by going to Oz Stranded. You type that in Google, OzStranded, and you'll be able to access anything you want, the podcast, set lists, and video clip that I put up every week. And this week I'll be putting up a clip for the band from Adelaide called The Mark of Cain. I thought I'd like to go a bit deeper today. Some shows I devote the entire show to one band. We're going to somewhat do that. We're going to have actually an interview with a local artist later in the show, Nathalia from Chains of Love. But before that, I'm going to be playing you the entire album of Ill at Ease by The Mark of Cain in its entirety. Mark of Cain are from Adelaide in South Australia. They're an extraordinary band, three-piece. Early work sounded a bit like Joy Division and early US hardcore. They feature three members, and the interesting thing is the two members, the frontmen, are both brothers. So Kim and John Scott on bass and lead guitar respectively are both brothers. And they're both engineers, and it makes for incredibly tight music, and you'll hear what I mean very shortly. On drums is John Stainer, formerly of Helmet. He joined the band halfway through their existence. The band had 15 different drummers and, you know, various incarnations, but now featuring John Stainer. They're not a very prolific band, but the albums they put out are extraordinary. And the one we're going to be playing today for you in its entirety is called Ill at Ease. It was a breakthrough album from 1995, and it was produced by the legendary Henry Rollins. So I think you're in for a treat today. We're going to start off with the punishing first track here, First Time. This is The Mark of Cain. The first track's actually called Interloper, of course. The first single is The First Time. We're going to start with Interloper here, and I hope you enjoy The Mark of Cain.
Yeah.
couple fucks, didn't you know? You only saw what you wanted to see. You only heard what you wanted to hear. But just the same, but just the same. Why can't you rise to interfere? What I needed to know, or what I wanted to know, or what I needed to know. Who made you the answer? No, what I needed to know, or what I wanted to know, or what I needed to know. Who made you the answer? No, you wanna know about misconception? All these things, how the fuck couldn't you know? You only saw what you wanted to see. You only heard what you wanted to hear. But just the same, but just the same. What gave me the right to interfere? What I needed to know, or what I wanted to know, or what I needed to know. Who let you the answer to know? What I needed to know, or what I wanted to know, or what I needed to know.
Responsibility. lot of fantasy. But the killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within me. The killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within. I put the trigger on the gun, so to speak, and took another down. My corrupt and twisted streak, I never stopped to look around. And he's the wrong, should all be aware of the passion that lies within. Responsibilities are burden to bear, and a promise so hard to keep. Science in the city that could purchase sickness from my skin is another lie, a fantasy. For the killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within. The killer is within. We'll be right back.
that I could do without, that I could do without. Acting strangely as I hit the curb, trying to reach out, emulate a stern. Crazy enough to reach in, try to cure what was inside without killing me. Only too late, I realized. I realized you can kill it. For the first time,
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit citr.ca for more information.
And we are back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with the special feature on the album Ill at Ease by Adelaide band The Mark of Cain. You heard the first three tracks there from that 1995 classic album. First you heard Interloper, then Hindsight, and then first single, First Time. And you may get the impression now that this is a very serious band with a very serious mission and agenda of putting their, insights into the pain of the human condition directly onto record, and it's an extraordinary piece of work. John Scott, the singer, really has a vision where he's really showing the inner life of the lone existentialist in this world. And it's interesting that this such an intense, dark album came out of the sunny city of Adelaide in Australia. Who knows how and why, but the band lives there to this day. The brothers, Kim and John, work as engineers and don't put out very much music. They've only put out one other album since 1995, 2001's This Is This, with the follow-up finally coming out this year, I believe. But everything they put down on record is very, very intense and very powerful. The second song there, I just wanted to read a quote that John put up on their website about the second song, Hindsight. So he said, some of these lyrics are intensely personal. They are about the aspects of my life that, while I put them out there in the public domain, I sort of don't wish to dissect them and display them like some science experiment. The lyrics basically reflect a person who is having a great deal of regret about influencing another person's life, such as that they may end up in a bad position, and that hindsight is 20/20. The idea came from a Jim Thompson book called The Killer Inside Me. This is Thompson's best-known novel and is the story of a doomed small-town sheriff unable to control his bloodlust as circumstances force him to kill and kill again. It's a very cool book. The song was written back in 94, I think. Kim wrote the bass line that happens near the end, which I really love. Seems like a fight always happens when we play this song live. That's John Scott from The Mark of Cain talking about track two off the Ill at Ease album, which we're featuring today here on Stranded. So we'll press on now with the next two tracks, Remember Me, and then the epic 7 minute and 22 second track, Point Man, which is the real centerpiece of the album. So back into the album, Ill at Ease by The Mark of Cain. This is the track, Remember Me.
Thank you. killing me.
Man-made. The second,
nature. And the third, well, she's at home with your best friend. And you won't have to worry. Cause this earth dream again will come to you. The signal means stop, that means get down. That's an ambush, that's the enemy. You listen to me, I'll save your life. You listen to me, I might save a life. You listen to me! Out here we have two types of people. One's a leader, the other's a follower. Which one are you? Better think about it. And that girl you left behind. Forget about her! Forget about her!
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we are back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with the special feature on the Ill at Ease album by Adelaide band The Mark of Cain. Ill at Ease came out in 1995 and was produced by the very well known Henry Rollins. And you just heard the absolute epic, intense track of Point Man, which to my ears is still the definitive record of just the real literal pain and angst of the human experience, like right down there in that song of Point Man. Very, very intense music. And I must say, to see that band play was absolutely extraordinary. They don't play very much, but I had the pleasure of seeing them a couple of times back in Australia. And that was probably the most intense experience of ever experience, hearing that song live. I'll read you a little bit more from John Scott, the singer and songwriter, about that track Point Man. He's written a fair bit on the website here. So I was just reading about lead scouts last night, actually, which sort of helps me explain this. When infantry are moving through enemy contested areas, they have one or two men out front of everyone else, and these guys are totally alone and are constantly off guard looking for enemy, constantly on guard looking for enemies, and in particular enemy ambushes. They have a high casualty rate, as they are often killed before they even hear the bullet that shot them. In World War II, there was usually a guy with a Garand and another with a Tommy gun, and they would slowly walk ahead of the rest of the column and try to find the enemy. In Vietnam, the term lead scout was replaced with point man. However, both names are used today. When I read about these guys, it just struck me how totally full-on their job is. On edge the whole time, away from the rest of the troops. Eyes and ears straining the whole time. Any minute expecting death. How do you deal with that? And I thought also how there is a metaphor of the point man in non-combat life, the type of people who are out there by themselves, away from the mainstream, and living outside of expected norms. Pathfinders, freaks, whatever you want to call them. And I thought, how cool. A little bit more here. John's got talking about the track Point Man. This song often got the Mark of Cain and myself labelled with the term misogynist because of the line about the girlfriend and the three ways to die. The first is man-made. Again, in metaphor mode, this could be a landmine or being hit by a car. The second, nature, meaning illness, disease. And the third, she's at home with your best friend. That last line was on relationships and how they can really screw you up. Okay, in non-combat, no one dies of a broken heart, supposedly, but the Dear John letter guys received while on duty were real killers. The poor guy who received them would often be unfocused while on patrol and get shot as a result, or else would not care anymore and get shot as a result. And the fact that this is from the male point of view does not mean it can't be he's at home with your best friend, because women get cheated on more, I think. But of course, the dumbass critics see this as an anti-female song. It's actually about being strong. It's about being aware of the ways you can get screwed over and trying to stay alive. So there's a very intense song by a very intense man there, John Scott from The Mark of Cain. And we'll be right back after this with the next few tracks off the Ill at Ease album. I hope you're enjoying this.
Vancouver.
Your friends of CITR Card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Stay myself. myself. I should've walked away. I should've walked away. A burden with a duty to destroy everything, to even find the strength to give a friend a ring. Should have walked away while I was intact. I should have walked away to find the strength. Isolated, isolated. I couldn't help myself. I should have walked away. I should have walked away. I should have walked away. I should've walked away. I should've walked.
just the same as the others. You're just the same. You're just the same. You're just the same as the others. Around like you got sleep in your eyes, you can't see me at all.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The sitar?
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
And we are back here on CITR, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, wherever you're listening, maybe online. And don't forget the blog. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, and you'll come up with the show blog. And don't forget, you can always subscribe to the podcast, too, so you can find a link on the blog to the podcast subscription service. So the last three tracks there were from the Ill at Ease album by The Mark of Cain. I'm featuring that entire album here today on Stranded. Tell Me was that last track. That's one of my favorites. A really punchy, short little number there. Very punishing. That sounds like a machine gun firing, that riff there. And the band does have very heavy military imagery in their music. That John Scott uses a lot of metaphors, military metaphors, to get across his vision of the soul existentialist fighting, I guess, battling it out in the world. And we all have our own battles to deal with. Interestingly, John Stainer, the drummer there from the band, the current drummer, he didn't play on this album, but the current drummer of the band, John Stainer, was formerly from Helmet, the great band from America, and also plays in the band called Battles. So there's a little bit of trivia for you. And a new album should be out this year. But this is back in 1995 that we're playing today, and we've got two more tracks to go. So I thought I'd read you a little bit more about what John Scott, singer and lyricist, has said about the next song we're going to hear. The song is called The Contender, track 9. Here's what he says. I had this riff for ages and could never get it to work. Then I was in Sydney for a while for my job, and every day I listened to band rehearsal tapes on my way to work. And the Contender riff came on, and I think there was some mistake that lasted for a few seconds and suddenly knew where the song had to go. It was the last song worked out before recording Ill at Ease, and in fact, I remember we were still sorting it out arrangement-wise the day we recorded it. I wanted to write this song about lost hopes, like Marlon Brando in On the Waterfront, where he tells his brother he could have been a contender and made it, but he took the fall that was expected of him, and now he was screwed, a wash-up. Then the ending moves to the idea of the final round, where his last bit of energy is used to transform into a stronger version of what he was. And even though he's beaten and is screaming, if not for you, he's reinvented himself, so to speak, and able to carry on. He recognizes that it was his hand that pegged himself into this position. I love the bass line in the song. It's sort of like Big Black's Kerosene, which has a great bass line and drums behind it. Ours is a little more melancholy. I imagine the Contender jogging along alone as a guitar line plays its melancholy tune. It's an awesome song, a really great bass riff in this song. This is The Contender by The Mark of Cain. Two more tracks left on this album we're featuring today. The album is Ill at Ease.
Yeah.
could have been almost anything. I could have been a contender. I could have been almost anything.
Thank you. 5, Daisy's at your feet, LMA. Did you ever think that you would be dead at 25, Daisy's at your feet, LMA.
And that's the final track off the album Ill at Ease by the Mark of Cain there from 1995. And it's a wonderful way to finish that very intense album with a very intense song. LMA stands for Little Miss Australia. I'll just read finally what John Scott here had to say about that song. It's a song, it's a bit of a sad song about a female friend of his who died, and she was known as Little Miss Australia. It says, her family called her Little Miss Australia as a nickname from when she was little. So when I wrote some lyrics just trying to make sense out of my feelings after her death, I put LMA in there as it sounded like Ella May, and I thought it had a soft sound. The Mark of Cain are not noted for romantic songs about love, but somehow I needed to write this one. So I found a chord that sounded sad and melancholy, and we worked out the song until it was finished. I really love that song. For a long time it was hard to sing. When I recorded it for Ill at Ease and did the vocals, we all got a bit choked. You can hear my voice sort of break during it, but I left it in. So that's the last song. We featured the full album, Ill at Ease, by the Mark of Cain. That's from 1995. The band is from Adelaide, South Australia. And you can find more information about them at www.tmoc.com.au. There was one other album after that that came out in 2001. It was called This Is This. I highly recommend that. And keep your ears peeled for the new album, finally out in this year, 2011, 10 years later. We'll be right back after this.
Radio audience. We're investing industrial, noise, and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Probably the closest to my heart.
So that was the Mark of Cain we featured for most of the show today. They're from Adelaide, Australia. And now for something completely different. It's so interesting that the range of emotional expression that is in contemporary music and rock and roll, and from one end of the spectrum there we have the very intense singular focus and existential angst of the Mark of Cain. Now to talk about more of a celebration, the Chains of Love are an amazing new band here from Vancouver, and I saw them play at the Biltmore Cabaret about a week back. Featuring Athalia Pizarro on vocals, and she will be talking to me right now on the phone just in preparation for their Music Waste gig. So let's see if we can get Athalia on the phone. Okay. So we're here joined by Athalia Pizarro from Chains of Love. Hello, Athalia.
Hi.
This is an interview for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I must admit, for a radio DJ, I just don't get out to enough live gigs, but when I do, I'm always blown away here in Vancouver by what I see. And I saw Chains of Love at the Biltmore and thought I'd get in touch with Athalia. So thanks for chatting today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Chains of Love have just popped out of nowhere, but yourself, you've been playing around a fair bit in the Vancouver music scene for a number of years. I wonder if you could let us know about your own evolution and the different bands you've played in. I know The Spreads is one of your bands.
Yeah, I've played, I play guitar and I sing in The Spreads. I share the vocal duties with my girlfriend Carmen. And she plays bass. And yeah, it's definitely a little bit different than Chains of Love. It's more, I guess it's got more of like a punk rock attitude than like a soul garage feel.
Yeah, that's right. And the new band, that's the thing, it literally is a fresh sound, and it maybe is time now for something that's a bit more celebratory in rock and roll. That's the thought that came to my mind when I saw you guys, that you're really celebrating up there.
Yeah, you mean for Chains of Love?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all, so often you see so many bands or so many musicians that just, they don't seem very happy on stage, or it's kind of like, it looks like work, you know? So I think we're all just really excited, and, you know, it definitely makes me happy to be singing and playing music and performing and stuff. So I try and look like I'm enjoying myself, you know?
Well, you certainly were at the Biltmore there. The origin of the band, like how did it actually come together, this evolution of this particular sound?
I think, well, originally what had happened was Felix, he's the guitarist and the producer of Chains of Love, and he owns Little Red Sounds, which is a recording studio that we all kind of, like, all of our projects had recorded there over the years. I'm talking about, like, Mode Modern, The Spreads, Manic Attracts, Time Cops, Student Teacher. They're like all, like, each one of us is in about maybe like four different projects alone. Like Rebecca, I think, plays in five different projects right now.
Wow.
So yeah, so basically Little Red Sounds was the common factor, and Felix has brought it up to me one day in passing, saying that he wanted to start a girl group. He wanted to do something that focused around strong female vocals. So then I came to the studio and we just started working. It was him and myself, and it actually started with Clint, and we just kind of got around to starting writing songs on Tuesdays. And we showed up one Tuesday, we wrote a song, and then the next Tuesday, Henry Beckwith came with Felix, and he's a pianist.
Mm.
And I brought my friend Steve, and he plays drums. And then that was the original band. It was the four of us.
Mm.
Yeah. The five of us. That was the original band. And then we wrote every Tuesday for a month. And we just put our songs up, and it kind of exploded before we even could think, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. And to the point where you're already going to be touring pretty extensively, I guess, this summer, right?
Yeah. That's the thing, is our little recording project turned into this kind of a working band now. So yeah, we're trying to get our act together and trying to go on tour. We leave in, I think it's 8 days, 7 days now.
Yeah.
To New York and then Toronto, and then Calgary we're doing North by Northeast and then Sled Island, or I like to call it Sled Island.
Oh, yeah, that's a brilliant festival up there. And a little jaunt to Seattle, too, I noticed, too, online. You're playing there soon as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're playing on the 6th at the High Dive.
Okay. And, of course, we'll mention Music Waste just very soon, because that's actually happening on Friday.
Next week, yeah.
That's right, which is actually tonight, if you're listening right now live. And so we are talking to Nathalia from Chains of Love. And definitely, I mean, that girl group sound, I mean, we're going to hear a lot of these comparisons to the Phil Spector sound. It's so great to hear that, a sense of history coming through in the music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, if you... Felix knows the sound. I mean, like, he's a little bit of a genius. And, I mean, I can't necessarily go into it too much because, honestly, I wouldn't know what I would be talking about. But Felix was trying to explain to me the way that we recorded.
Mm.
And there was definitely, like, a specific technique that he was going after. But at the end of the day, we're just musicians. I mean, like, we enjoy the girl group sound. We enjoy the soul and the Motown. But... we really want to experiment as musicians and kind of be able to go into different facets. Like, we've already experimented with recording different kinds of songs, and we'd really like to have a good library of different LPs, you know? I'm just excited to just go out there and sing and record and, you know.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I can highly recommend the band Chains of Love for just a really good night out of music, because you're up there on that stage and you're having fun, and it really comes across. So, folks here in the city can see you at Music Waste. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the festival, actually, and what we can expect and where you're playing?
Yeah, Music Waste is great. It's like a local festival based around local musicians, Vancouver acts, and I think it's about 4 days, and it starts next week, and we are going to be playing, we're headlining at the Electric Owl. I believe we go on at 10:30. We'll be playing with Student Teacher and the Shilohs. The Electric Owl, which is a new venue as well.
Oh, right.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun.
Whereabouts in the city is that?
It's on Main Street. I think it's across from the Cobalt. It used to be the old American Bar, from what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's Chains of Love. We've been speaking with Nathalia from the band, and you can catch them at Music Waste on Friday. Thanks so much. And for Australian listeners who can't be there on the night, you're just about to hear the single. It is the single. You got it. Is that actually the first single?
Yeah, that'll be our 7-inch with the B-side Black Hearts on the... it's released on High Scores, and we should get it next week. It'll be available for Music Waste.
Oh, great. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're going to play that song right now.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Nathalia.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Chains of Love there with You Got It. And we just heard my interview there with Nathalia from the band Chains of Love. And they are playing Music Waste on Friday. So I hope you're able to get out to that show. It is sure to be a lot of fun. We will be right back after this.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So the amazing Chains of Love there, we heard You Got It, the single, and we spoke to you.